And at 8:34, you're back with The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. It's one of the proven metrics of health care, rates of hospital readmissions. It's one that's easy enough to understand, and it's one that Hawaii's medical community watches closely. The good news is that Hawaii had the steepest drop in hospital readmissions in the nation between 2010 and 2015. Kathleen Libau-Lego, an RN, is the Director of Quality and Regulatory Affairs at the Healthcare Association of Hawaii. She's with us to help us sort out the data. And Kathleen, this is really your full-time occupation, isn't it? Keeping an eye on things like this.
Yes, sir.
Well, why focus on hospital readmissions? What do we learn from that?
A big focus came on hospital readmissions from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, mm-hmm. So essentially the health programs, right, for the elderly and for the low-income population. And as we know, America spends billions of dollars. And so the estimate from CMS is that $17 billion are spent on readmissions. So it's very important.
So that figure, the cost of a readmission, is makes things difficult for any healthcare facility because it's usually, right, an unanticipated cost. It's sort of adding to what you didn't expect you were going to have to pay. Yeah,
that's correct. So that's what CMS tracks. What all the hospitals look at is readmissions within 30 days mm-hmm. from a hospital discharge.
What do you think are the factors that lead to the need for a readmission? What are the things that you guys track about that?
Well, there are many conditions that are very complex, and so not all readmissions are unanticipated. But you can imagine when you look at the high cost and high medically complex patients, such as those with heart failure, pulmonary, lung disease, mm-hmm. you know, stroke, those are the high ticket items as
yeah.
well as complex patients. So that's what it started out with, the focus on readmissions.
What are the things that you address in order to get that number down? You know, it's one thing to sort of know where the problem is. I'm not sure. I'm sort of wondering how you pinpoint what to do about it.
Well, I just want to take the moment to really congratulate our hospitals because with this focus, it was really looking at the entire process of readmissions. So they have implemented, you know, best practices. So, for example, you know, some hospitals give a 30-day supply of medications when the patient's being discharged mm-hmm. and have a pharmacist do that education on the medications instead of just giving a prescription, you know, on the last day on the way out the door.
Mm-hmm. Because to just build on that example, you might postpone going to the pharmacy for a day when you shouldn't do that, or any number of things. Random factors can enter in, right?
Exactly. You might not be able to physically drive and go to the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. You might not have someone at home or have those structural supports in place to help you post.
Yeah, I think a lot of discharges seem anyway to be maybe based on an assumption that there's a, you know, a separate bedroom and somebody to kind of bring you food and sustenance, but not true for everybody, right?
Right. Even we have a lot of homeless people,
sure.
for example.
Sure.
So, yes, a lot of factors in play.
Well, the whole idea of monitoring where things go wrong in hospital care, that's how did that become your focus? I'm sort of wondering what it is that you study. What are the things that you look at in coming up with a number like that, with numbers like these?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of things are dictated to hospitals. You know,
sure.
healthcare is one of the, if not the most heavily regulated or over-regulated industries, especially in our nation.
Yeah.
But because readmissions are high cost and mm-hmm. the government's looking at that to decrease spending and improve quality of care, readmission was chosen as one of the measures to focus on.
And it actually, you were telling me, I think we talked before the show, that readmission actually gets high rates of readmission get penalized, yeah?
That's correct. CMS implemented the Hospital Readmissions Reduction Program back in 2012. But simultaneously, they also implemented a National Hospital Quality Improvement Initiative called the Partnership for Patients, and readmissions was a major focus of that, and many of our hospitals joined in the partnership in the first and second rounds.
You know, I'm inclined to think that an improvement program makes, just to my civilian ears, makes more sense than penalizing readmissions, right, than a punishment program. Does it seem that way to you?
Sure. What I tell people is that is the all stick and no carrot program. Yeah. But we still have to, you know, do what is expected of us and do our best. And I think our hospitals are doing a great job in many areas, and readmissions is one of them.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the all stick and no carrot, and I tend to agree with what you're describing, is that it doesn't, I mean, readmissions can happen through no fault of anyone, can't they?
Sure. And, you know, zero readmissions is not a goal for hospitals or CMS. I mean, that is just not.
Sometimes it's the best thing you can do, right?
Exactly. There's some recent research from Johns Hopkins that says, you know, some of the largest teaching hospitals, because they see some of the sickest patients, and the ones with the sickest patients might have the highest readmission rates, but their mortality rates, you know, for heart failure, things like that, are the best. So
you really don't want, and you don't want to start penalizing hospitals for taking on sick people, right?
That would sort not of, at all. None of our hospitals are going to turn a patient away because it's be, you know, within the 30 days.
Yeah. But it does strike as it's an odd way to address a problem. That it also sounds as if hospitals are on their own addressing the problem through improvement programs. Yeah.
Yes, I mean at least the providers, and I mean every person that works in the hospitals, have common goals, and no one goes in there to, you know, try to do a bad job. So we're just happy that Hawaii came out on top after this. You know, look at the data for 2010 to 2015.
Yeah.
It's impressive. So this is a bright spot for Hawaii as a whole, especially our hospital members.
Well, it would really seem that it could be a sort of a source of a little bit of regional pride to keep that keep those statistics where they are, getting even better maybe.
Absolutely. We've set the bar. Where can we go?
There you go. Kathleen, thanks so much for talking with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, that's it's a good news story, isn't it? Kathleen DeBow-Lego, an RN, is the Director of Quality and Regulatory Affairs at the Healthcare Association of Hawaii. She's helping the Healthcare Association membership improve its performance in areas such as hospital readmissions and infection control. She also coordinates the Partnership for Patients program, a federally funded effort to help hospitals improve their performance. And you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.